Well, this is certainly different, isn't it? Looks different, feels different than our normal assemblies together, but that's okay. We're here to do the best we can to praise God this morning and to honor Him according to His will, to support one another during times which are difficult, which these seem to be a bit of a challenge for most of us, and to get on, continue on with life, living it as the Lord would have us to live. Let me just announce a few things that were determined in our meeting a few minutes ago. First, and this will be our last service to be held here at the building for a while, and the progress that we make in dealing with the coronavirus will be the determining factor in when we will get to be able to meet again. But rest assured that the elders will be in review of the status of this disease and when things can be changed back to a more normal routine, we'll be the first to be accommodating that. But for right now, we're going to cease the public meetings that we've been having. So that brings into question some other things that I hope I can answer for you this morning. And I'll put all of this stuff in an email that I'll send out later today to let those who've not been able to be with us this morning know what's going on and what we have decided. One of the first things that comes to mind is, how can we continue to worship God if we are not here? Well, you understand that worship doesn't occur just within a building. Worship occurs within the heart of the individual. And certainly nothing changes from that. The fact that we can't meet together publicly as we've always been so accustomed to do, and having somebody like me or others stand in front of you and kind of lead that, doesn't change the fact that you have the privilege as a child of God of continuing this worship. So on next Sunday, on the first day of the week, we've given you extra communion bread. Just pick up some fruit of the vine from Walmart. They still had some Saturday when I looked. So just pick up some of that, and communion can continue to be served at home. And certainly study time and prayer, all of those kinds of things can be done from where you live. I'm going to have Joe show you a website, and I'll put the information about that website up on the email when I send that out later. But this is the Christian Chronicle website. And Joe, go ahead and scroll down or show them how to get to the part of live streaming, where you can live stream churches or view those that are offering live stream. You see where that's found. And as you roll down through there, you'll find that, continuing on down to the bottom, you'll find that by Arkansas, by state, the congregations of the Churches of Christ that are offering live streaming. And here you find in Arkansas those at least that the Chronicle had record of. So if you click on any of those sites and the times that are available there, then you will be privileged to be a part of or witness to or join in with the worship of those congregations at that time. So those are available to you anytime to look at, and numerous other sites other than these sites are available to help you with your continued study of Scripture. Starting next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we'll do a little Facebook. It's not going to be as complicated or as complex as any of these. It will not be a streaming of a live service or anything like that, but it'll be a streaming of a live preacher. So just, you can see my face if you want to, or you can just listen to what I have to say and not have to look at me. But I'll be on Facebook starting at 10 o'clock next Sunday morning. I'll lead you through a study. It will be a different kind of study because Lowell won't be able to raise his hand and ask any questions. So that'll be a bit of a challenge for us to get through. But we'll get through that. And so we'll continue a study every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. After that particular time, if you want to do it on that time, at that time on Sunday, you can share communion with you and your family and follow that procedure. There are other resources available if you need help with any of that, whether it's a Facebook procedure or how to find it. It'll be on our website, so just go to the Church of Christ website. That's in your bulletin if you've never been to the website. And just go to the website and click on the Facebook. We have an app there, Connection Joe, to Facebook on that. And so click on Facebook from our website, and you can view that thing. And there are other sources. If you have a question about any of that, see Joe, and he can assist you. Are you going to try and get to that right now, Joe? Okay. Go ahead, and if you can throw it up here, that'll be fine while I'm continuing to talk.
Or you can just do, if you forget the website, just do a search under Google search, Dayton Church of Christ, Arkansas, and it'll throw you up to our website, and it'll throw you up to the Facebook portion of the website that you can click on. So that'll be at 10 o'clock. The other issue that we spoke about a little bit was the financial aspect of church life and what we do and how to accommodate the laying by in store on the first day of the week. And there are several options that you have available for that. One, of course, is simply to you can write your check and put it in the mail and send it. The address of the church is likewise on your bulletin. It is in your directory. So if you forget those kinds of things, it's always there. And just send your check in. We would appreciate your doing that. If you bank online, if you use Farmers Bank or Citizens or some other bank, and you pay your bills online, then just the easiest way, it won't cost you a stamp or anything or a check, is simply to go online and put the Church of Christ, Dayton Church of Christ, with our address and stuff like that down as a payee. And that will send you, just click in the amount there that you want to pay the church, and they will send a check. The bank will cut a check. That's generally at no cost to you at all. And that then will be mailed to the church here. If you give cash and prefer not to give checks or anything like that, then you can certainly stick your check or your cash in an envelope, fold some paper around it so it's not visible through the envelope, and just put it in the mail, and we'll pick it up here at the church building. If you're interested in us as a church pursuing an app, there are lots of different ways to do that. To let Joe know if you're interested in which you just, kind of slide your debit card in or whatever like that, or you can do that through an app. Then let us know and we'll pursue maybe getting something like that if there's enough interest. we've kind of prioritized money a little bit to make sure that we will have enough to see us through. We hope that the contribution remains about what it has from one week to the next week forever. If that does not occur, and if contribution falls short, then we have prioritized what should be the first thing that we pay and what should be the second thing that we pay. And so we'll stay on top of it that way and get bills paid accordingly. There are, like any household, the household of the church has financial obligations. We appreciate your being conscientious. Some of you have already texted or emailed me and asked me how it would be the best way for you to do that, and I appreciate your willingness to do that. Did you find that website, Joe?
We don't have a Facebook thing on our website.
Oh. Do we need to add that or what?
Yeah, we'll try to get that.
Okay, so there'll be a slot there on the Facebook to where you can click to on a website to get to Facebook. Okay. We also want to let the church know this, certainly. As we try to keep tabs on our older members, those that can't get out or those that are immune compromised, if you or if any of those that you know have a need, then let the elders know. Our phone numbers and email addresses are in the directory, and so feel free to give us a call. And if somebody doesn't need to get out to go pick up medication, we can arrange to get that medication picked up and delivered. There's plenty of volunteers that are ready to help with that. If we need to get groceries for folks, again, we can't do what we don't know needs to be done. So be checking up on people and letting us know if there's something that we need to be helping with in that respect. None of us anticipate that this is going to last forever. None of us feel any sorts of panic about this or world is coming to an end kind of thing about this. It's just not so. And when this has run its course, as it will run its course, at that time life will get back to normal. So just take care of yourself and take care of your family and live and enjoy the good blessings that God continues to give us all as we live within His world. If you have questions about anything that I have stated up here this morning, we'll just holler at one of us after services. We'll try and clarify anything that might need to be clarified for you. Did I leave anything out, Bruce or Joe? Dusty, okay. All right. Book of Hebrews.
My thoughts will be very few, about 5 minutes worth. This is a chapter about faith. It's the chapter that tells us in verse 6 that without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. It tells us that faith is the substance that defines our faith for us. It is the substance of things hoped for. What is it that we hope regarding the situation that is before us in this land? We have members of this church that are without jobs now. And there may be more after we get through, or before we get through with this. Those are challenging times for any family when income is injured. And to do that in threat of the potential for some serious illness or another is likewise a challenge. We hope for good things. And our faith is what enables us in trying circumstances to continue to hope for good things. It is the substance of the things that's hoped for. It's what gives the body the real to substance is a real thing. It's not imaginary. And faith is a very real thing. It is not imaginary. And it is the evidence of things that we have not seen. So that we don't see an end in sight to this at this moment. There's the evidence. Our faith is evidence of the fact that ultimately this will come to an end. So faith is what certainly keeps us going. We all want our faith to be the real deal. You know, it's easy to say I'm a person of faith. It's another thing to really be a person of faith. I don't want Judas's faith. I mean, whatever he called that, or whatever whatever faith he had, it was woefully inadequate. I'm not interested in it. I don't want the faith that Demas had when he forsook Paul. Whatever faith he had, I'm not interested in having that kind of faith. I'm not interested in having the faith that the devils have, that James spoke of when they believe and tremble. We all want real faith. How do we know if that's what we've got? Well, we know when it gets tested. You don't know anything until you test it. I mean, is there a solution to this virus out there? Well, there's so much testing going on right now. So as proposed solutions come about, and somebody says, what about this or what about this? All of that is tested, extensively tested, to prove that it is what some claim that it might be. And so faith is being tested. And real faith will always survive the test. I mean, I'm a Christian, I say. I believe in God, I say. You remember how Job was tested in his book? You do. And his faith was the real deal. Peter believes he had the real faith, and so he felt comfortable correcting Jesus on some of the statements that Jesus was making about what was shortly to come to pass. And Peter said, Jesus said to Peter, listen, Peter, you don't know. Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And what Satan desired for Peter is what he desires for us. So we're going through a sifting process. And through the sifting process, it'll be wheat or chaff. And the process that we're going through and the testing that we're enduring will show what it is. Now, faith is grounded in the fact that not just that we believe in God, but that we believe God. We believe that God is believable. We have confidence in the things that God has told us, and we believe those of a certainty and of a surety that He will do what He says that He will do. So when He says, and when He said, Paul said to Paul in Romans chapter 8, He said, Paul, I want you to write this verse particularly. Church is going through a hard time. Tell them this, that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, to those that are the called according to His purpose. Now, do we believe that? We can believe anything when everything goes well and when there are no trouble or problems facing us. But can we believe that during times of difficulty and trouble? If faith is real, we can. Can we go sit with Job on the ash heap and scratch our own sores with a piece of broken pottery? And while we're there, having suffered the loss of everything that was precious to him, and his health was debilitating, can we defend before those that would attack him? Can we defend the goodness and the love of God?
Because that's what Job did before those that were attacking Job and those that were attacking God. In that particular state, he defended God. Verse 13, Job 13, here's what he said to those that were challenging it. "Hold your peace," he said. "Let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me," he said, "let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand?" And here's what he said. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And see, that was the faith of Job. And his faith is what enabled him to hold on to his integrity through all of those trying and difficult circumstances. Just be who you are, folks. And that is Christian people. Could we say, as Paul did, sitting in a Roman dungeon in the city of Rome, anticipating his death at any moment, surrounded by darkness most of the time, cold and damp, rats and lice, and yet he could write to Timothy and say this, just before his death. He said, 2 Timothy chapter 1, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Could I write something like that? If I'm a person of genuine faith, then yes, I could. Just be people of faith. It'll be okay. And that's our thoughts for this morning. We need to get y'all back home and away from the public environment. We'll sing this song of invitation. If there's a spiritual need that you have this morning, you come while we stand and sing.